Wait, hang on. What episode are we at?
Seven.
Episode seven, the Daily Talk Show. We're back.
Yeah,
I'm feeling much better.
Mate, I'm feeling so good after the gym.
You haven't been to the gym. You said... Actually, the name of the episode was...
Is Josh joining Tommy's gym?
Yeah.
Or Josh joins Tommy's gym?
Josh joins Tommy's gym.
And then I thought I should add a question mark.
Spoiler alert, he hasn't. But we're on to a new episode. Anything could change. I promise we're not going to go as deep into Josh's fitness or lack of fitness regimes today.
Bree said it got pretty heated. Bree's like, oh, I was worried there was getting a bit heated there.
Yeah.
But that's how you and I talk to each other.
We do. But then it's like, oh yeah, chill. Yeah. See you tomorrow. That's why we can get through seven episodes of this podcast.
Can you believe it? It's huge.
It is. Follow us on, what are we on? YouTube, Josh Jansen.
Oh yeah, and your Tommy jacket on there. I haven't done, we were talking about my lack of YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Fuck, momentum, prioritization, momentum, all of this sort of shit. I mean, it feels like yesterday was the day of excuses, but yeah, man, doing shit regularly is hard.
Okay, creative momentum. We both set out words for this year.
Yeah,
mine was a combination of words.
So
but,
mine,
but yours was
Yours was anal bleaching.
Fuck off.
And mine
only once a quarter.
And mine was creative momentum.
Yeah.
And for me, that is about just realizing that the more you do and you sort of get into that cadence, the rhythm, that shit is so important to be able to keep creating stuff.
Is it like a New Year's resolution that you haven't had any creative momentum? Is that why you put the word down?
No, I think it was because I think creativity is something that... in school, when you're doing like a creative subject, you really think about trying to be creative.
Mm.
But I feel like at some point you that stops being a factor, like enabling that part of the brain where it's like, I'm actually got to try. And because creative is a little bit fucking out there. It's a bit, it's just, do you know what I mean? It's not sort of a standard way of thinking. You actually I have to go into another area of my brain. But I was saying to Bree the other day while walking, I said, you know, I think I'll dominate year 12 multimedia like nowadays. And she said,
nostalgia alert.
Nostalgia alert. And she said, like, what do you mean if you were there now as like a year, like, and you were young again? I'm like, no, like, just right now. It's like, of course you fucking are.
You're
a professional, you moron. It's what you do for a job. I hope that you'd be able to outperform the year 12s.
So this word, you had, because you gave me the idea to have a word for the year.
Yeah, I got that from Dr. Jason Fox, who's like a behavioral psychologist.
So tell me the sort of ethos behind.
Well, the idea is that fucking New Year's resolutions are hard. You just have to look at my list of them to see that I don't do them. And by having a word, or if you want to cheat into a phrase, you're able to really quickly filter things and say, is this part of the approach that I'm trying to go with? So it's like a value.
So you're about to buy a new camera.
Yeah.
Have you put that filter of the creative momentum?
Absolutely. I remember when I was working at Envato, second fucking... Geez, we just got the same fucking story. I guess I was there for 2.5 years.
Depends on if you're going to tell the same story as yesterday.
I won't.
Otherwise, it's a new story.
They had values and shit. So they would be like, if the community succeeds, we succeed and all that sort of thing. And I started thinking like, man, that's such a good approach to life as well. Because what I would do is I'd say, okay, what am I prioritizing? What are my values? And then I would just use that as a filter for my approach to buying shit. So for instance, it's like the TV. If my filter is create more, consume less, or it's move, then buying a TV doesn't fucking fit into that value. Buying a couch doesn't fit into that value. What was your two words?
Family first.
Family first, like Pauline Hanson style. Family first is the... She's not family first anyway. But family first is that conservative party that believes you can't
Yeah, okay. Well, it's nothing to do with that. It's more meaning the decisions I make, I want them to benefit my family. So even if that's me working late, that's a decision for me, but it's also, is it serving my family? Can I do this tomorrow? Or can I do half of this? So, or it could be what I'm buying. Am I spending money on something that's benefiting my family? Here, I go out and get pissed and spend $200 on alcohol.
Yeah.
Is that really putting my family first? No.
It's fucking crazy how much you spend on daycare, hey?
Oh, man. It's $130 or $140. And then you get like half of that back. But that's only for a period of time. He's about to go into full-time daycare.
But so that means that like you fucking have a go at me about my Uber Eats. But literally I could do breakfast, lunch and dinner Uber Eats.
Yeah.
And would be in about the same position. You would have a kid.
Yeah, but that's, you can survive.
And this is the other thing too. That's not the fucking reason to not have a kid. Like I think that I've sort of, get super practical on those sort of things. I'm like, fuck, do you know how much a kid costs?
You find the money and you make it work because the family's pretty fucking important. Yeah. It's like when you...
What's the other option? Like what's the math on it? So like...
So the option, we're talking daycare now.
Yeah.
So it's...
So it'd be Amy...
Well, if Amy stayed home, right? So you go, you do the equation. $700 a week would have to outlay...
Mm-hmm.
Or say it's... Say it's $1,000 a week you have to pay, and then you get $500 back. So you almost get, you get 50% back.
Sure. So half of someone's general salary would fucking go to daycare.
So if Amy makes $800 a week, we would need to find $300. She would have to make $300 a week from working at home, and she'd be the same as.
Is that because you're going to some sort of real luxe?
Yeah, there's cheaper ones for sure. This one's convenient.
What's the advantage of this one?
They do. What do? Solariums?
Are these things government?
No, this is a private company.
Are there government?
Yeah, there's council-run ones and much cheaper. But this one's convenient, close to Amy's work.
Yeah.
Because what you don't think about is when you're an employee for somebody,
like drops the kid off and shit.
No, what if the kid gets sick during the day?
Yeah, sure.
Like.
How often does that happen?
Not much, but companies don't want you leaving work. So we decided to go for the closer one. It is expensive, but
were you expecting
good food,
that
good premises.
Cost? Were you expecting, like what's been the most unexpected cost or unexpected thing of being a parent?
That's the main one because it's a huge cost, right?
$140 is fucked.
It's so much money, dude. Some people don't even earn $140 bucks in a day.
Man,
take home.
It's insane, isn't it? And what would be a cheap, you could probably do it for 80 or 100 if you went El Cheapo.
Yeah, and then you get then you get the government rebate.
Okay.
So, man,
so why does it make
sense?
So was that a hard decision? Like spending that sort of money?
He's so happy there and the people there are amazing. Yeah. So like I would put that first and I feel safe. And the people love him there.
You feel safe. But like
I feel safe. Like, you know, like I feel safe with the thought that he's in a good, safe and tight.
Public or private school for him?
I've been to both.
Yeah.
I think public system's so good now.
Yeah.
It is so good. You went to public.
Yeah, I went to public.
Yeah, I'm 100% for public.
It's so easy to become school captain in a public school.
If I have the money, I will think about sending him to private. I went to a $20,000 a year private school, right?
Yeah.
My parents...
What a fucking waste.
My parents could have bought more properties outside of the family home they owned.
Yeah, sure.
Which meant we would have been set up for life.
Yeah.
My dad has said that, right? Uh-huh. But they decided to put us through.
when you're having a real, like, being a shit of a kid, it's like, you know, we could be relaxing in our second
fucking
house.
Mate, I pulled the pin early. I left in year 10.
Did they ever do the... we're going
to
send
let me
it
get
a,
to my
Catholic
point. So the $20,000 a year, but what I've said to Amy, who didn't go to a private school, my wife,
right?
She went to a Catholic school.
Christian
school. Christian. But I was saying the people you hang around and the way it opens your mind to see, like I was a poor kid in a rich school, essentially. Yeah. And I'm not from a poor upbringing.
Well, you've got so many good fucking contacts.
Well,
the
half
only
of them,
contacts that I have... there's nothing wrong with where I went to school.
But my point is, that you open, like I would party, I'd go to kids' parties and they had walk-in fridges. And like in my, what I'm saying is I look back on that time and I think it kind of opened, it didn't seem unachievable.
Yeah.
Like, sure, I probably won't ever walk in a fridge in my life, but I also saw kids with dads who had businesses, and it, like, the world was quite...
It's a proximity effect to the people that you're around. And I think that as from a public school point of view, you'd always say, mate, people at private schools are just being fucking spoon-fed. Spoon-fed was the classic word, right? They're just being spoon-fed for their exams. They're going to get to university and they're going to be fucked because they're not going to be able to, you know, do anything on their own. But, yeah, I don't know. I think that it's... I think we should be encouraging people of all different demographics of, you know, socioeconomic situations to be mixing and in the same schools because then it lifts everyone up. Then the person who's at the private school, who would be at a private school going to a public school, can have fucking empathy for the commission, you know, the commission flats or the fucking people doing it really tough.
What did you call the I just trying to work it out. This anyway, the difference, this is my comparison going between a private school and a public school.
Yeah.
At the private school, we call it the tuck shop.
Yeah,
and
canteen.
Then when I got to the public school, I called it the tuck shop, and everyone gave me shit because they called it the canteen, mate. What's a tuck shop? I was like,
it's so true. It's like,
you just said it. You said canteen. No,
100%. And you're like, could I please just have the duck curry? So, mate, you're only getting fucking shitty sausage rolls and hot dogs. Are you fucking kidding me?
So I would like to send Bodhi to a public school. Some of my best mates are from public schools. And I went to one and there was great teachers.
Yeah.
And great, and there was some great kids there. Mm-hmm. So it's totally different.
I think I would potentially send my kid to like a Steiner school or some shit.
I looked into that. Man, I went to 5 schools.
Yeah.
And we did look into the Steiner
Nostalgia
stuff.
Alert.
I don't know. They're more arty.
Yeah. But my school was quite good. Like I remember, you know, a Povo school, Coburg, senior secondary, that because of the socioeconomic area and stuff, they had all of these grants and they had all IMAX, like amazing program.
And they all went missing in 3 weeks. Exactly.
Well, I remember like I convinced my school to buy a Z1. Like they spent $7,000, I think, on a camera. And I convinced them that because the school got broken into so much that it should stay at my place. No joke. So I had
You've
like a
been
pelican.
Amazing over life. A pelican of case. Crafting situations to fit you best.
Yeah, it's true.
We've recorded every one of these podcasts in your comfy abode at home.
It is nice. I mean, but you get a free lunch and air conditioning.
Yeah, true. But I have to leave my office and it fucks my day up.
It's true.
So
it is good.
You're very great at crafting the world to how you
want it. I provide
it.
Value. It's about providing value.
Is it?
And then sucking anything back. That's probably how it's done. What's on for the rest of your week? What are you doing?
Mate, I'm in one of those weeks where it's just editing. Lots of editing needs to be done. And you know it's an exchange of your time. That's all it requires because it's not like you don't know how to do it. So then you have to learn as well as the time. But it's just like a total, I need to factor in allocate 20 hours to execute what I need to do.
How do you manage your time? How do you prioritize?
Oh, I've got a to-do list for the day. It's not called a to-do list. It's called Get Shit Done.
And you put it in your...
I put everything
in there.
It's a Google Drive. So I just put the day and the date. So you can search any day or date that you've worked, see what you did. I create it, I write it, and then when I've done it, I do it in bold, and then I have my calendar. But sometimes you just know. Like I do stick to it every day, but then there's shit that you just know you got to do.
When do you think you're happiest in life?
I think when I'm just doing the creating stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not having...
When you're not thinking about... Isn't it so fucking bizarre? Because it's so easy.
Yeah.
The thing that makes you feel good is the thing that's the progress. Mm. It's the thing of everything. Like, it's the everything.
Yeah.
But why the fuck is it so hard?
Well, it's when you attach dollars to it, responsibility to it, deadlines.
Identity,
all these things. When you attach that stuff, it changes the game. Like, doing something creative for a client, mm-hmm. you can't stuff it up.
Yeah.
And they are expecting something. So it changes your approach to it. It changes your, like, you're not cool with the process. It's like you're a bit highly strung in some cases. Mm. Not all clients, but some.
Do you like long projects, short projects?
Definitely not long, lingering motherfuckers. Yeah. Although there's that long project that potentially will be coming up for me later this year.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's many months. It'll be the longest project on earth for me.
Isn't it long projects for me just are so hard to, what do you say, quantify? Like just being able to see the value in doing something for a long time. Like it's, everything is, you could actually hear the fly as it buzzed past me, that fucking fly. I guess we can't do it. Should we try and open the door? No, we'll just let it, well, it's really annoying you. The I can't even fucking remember what I was talking about. It's about something about short. You talk. See, it all it takes is a fucking fly.
You were very distracted. You're a really distracted guy.
Yeah, I do get distracted. I want to do, the other thing I want to do is meditation.
Yeah.
Have you ever done meditation?
You know, my mum's a meditation teacher.
She's a yoga teacher
and meditation. She's really? Got guided meditations online. Fuck, I'm going to link that shit in the description.
Yeah, absolutely. What sort of meditation is it?
I don't know.
She doesn't do TM, does she?
No, TM's a product like F45.
Yeah.
You knew that, right?
Yeah.
So it's like...
I like any subscriptions.
Yeah. TD. TM. TM.
Yeah, transcendental meditation. Yeah.
So it's like you get assigned a word.
Yeah.
I would like to do it, but it just costs a shitload of money.
Yeah.
There was... It's
less than 10 days of fucking childcare, though.
Well, what's your biggest expense in life?
Outside of... Oh, fuck. What would it be? I think I've gotten real good over the... I think I used to spend a lot more money. I sort of to and froed. I spent a bit last year, I reckon, on clothes. Mm. When I say a bit, not that, like maybe $2,000, which is more than I'd ever spent probably in my entire life.
It's a rebrand.
Yeah, I had a rebrand.
Once every year
Which
or
I
so.
Get so much shit from people about my Saturdays New York City because
Because you bought a t-shirt that says the same thing on it. Maybe you have 10 of them, but it says the same thing. So people only see the word.
So fucking annoying. I'm thinking, do you know, there's this epic site called Everlane that I'm going to buy all my clothes from. It's like an ANS color mixed with like a thank you water style sort of motto or like social enterprise-y type of thing. They're out of New York City, but they'll have the recommended retail price and what they're selling it for. There's also options to pay, I think on like their sale items or something, you can pay for just the materials. Then there's another one for materials and labor. And then there's a third one for materials, labor and...
See, that's the shit you love because I couldn't think of anything more boring than looking on a website for clothes. Like, yeah. I just want to be given clothes and not think about
it. I couldn't think of anything more annoying than being in a fucking shop and having to do it.
Okay, yeah.
And so dealing with people. But e-commerce shit and getting stuff in the mail, PO Box 400, Abbotsford, Victoria... 3067. Go, let's talk about mail for a sec.
You did for episode one, mate.
Well, how about this? I was sending something to a mate, got his address wrong. Fucking post office called me. It wasn't registered. Mm-hmm. It just, I had my phone number on the back. And they said, oh, we don't have a 29 Venus. Or we don't have a 19. You sure you don't mean 29? And sure enough, I'd got the fucking thing wrong. But they'd contacted me about it.
Did they change it for you?
Yeah.
Fuck,
well, because service. I was saying, I was like, nah, I think that was the address. And like, oh, is it for this person? I'm like, yeah. And it's like, oh, no, they are,
mate,
29.
Maybe they're just clinging on to the fact that they're going out of business.
But isn't that sick? Are they, though? I think, like, if the... We're always going to need fucking post.
I think it's slowing down a lot, snail mail.
But packaging and shit, like logistics, would be fucking it going. Needs,
but then there's other courier companies. Like,
yeah.
I saw on a website today that offered Uber delivery. If you needed it quickly, they'll just chuck it in an Uber and send it over to you.
Yeah, sure. But there's fucking proper services that aren't.
No, of course,
am I swearing too much, do you think, on these podcasts?
Just cut the sweary if you're thinking about it.
Okay.
So the Uber service, though, is obviously not a legit courier service.
It will
but
be.
Just, Yeah, one day it will be, but it was a service they offered.
Yeah.
So Pen Australia Post are already competing with Uber in that space.
Well, JB Hi-Fi and shit, they'll do same day delivery now, like within 2 hours if you spend like $15. At that point, you're just like paying someone to...
You love spending money.
Yeah, I do. You don't you?
I do. And not to the extent you do.
What's the difference?
Subscriptions and... I like buying coffee and like just food and just little things like that. I don't do a lot of online shopping like you do.
I don't do a great deal. I probably only get a package a couple of times a month. I know people who are like fucking weekly. Do you see Keegs on Instagram did a post of how much shit he bought from Catch of the Day? He had about 7 boxes.
Yeah.
And he was holding them all. And he said, I think I've got a problem. I think it's a fucking back problem. You're carrying too much.
You know who you're not seeing do that?
Who?
Dads or mums. Actually, maybe some mums.
Yeah,
but
that's true. Yeah, I mean, it's easy when you're young and you've got no fucking real expenses. What does a kid cost? What other costs have you got to pay for boating?
Nappies, constantly.
How much?
They're probably $11 or $14 for 30. So, but you got to buy, you know, a couple of packets a week. And then you've got formula. Formula's like $34. Comes in like a big Milo tin.
Uh-huh.
And that's...
What's the deal about breastfeeding versus formula?
Well, you can only breastfeed for a certain amount of time before the milk dries up.
Okay.
So, Amy, Bodie, my boy, just drank so much breast milk.
Yeah.
And right up until...
But some people like fucking breastfeed until the kid's 3.
Yeah. Weird. Really weird.
Yeah.
More so like, no, I don't think it's weird. It's very natural. And I would have been happy for Bodie to keep doing it. Yeah, sure. I was the one that's encouraging Amy to keep breastfeeding.
Sure.
And saying, let's
not put
him on the...
Is there a bit of stigma around that? Is it like a mum's comparing? Yeah.
Breast milk's the best milk. That's what they actually say to you. No, no joke. That's what they say to you. Yeah, breast milk's the best milk. And... I think...
Can you share milk like that? Like,
yes. Let me tell you this story.
Yeah.
I got home and Amy was pumping from her breast the milk and pouring it into a bag, Ziploc bags, and writing on them the date and putting them into the freezer.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing with that? Oh, I don't know. Someone might want it. What do you mean someone might want it? Well, I'm on a Facebook group where people just say they've got milk... And other people say, yeah, I'll take that. So Amy was on a Facebook group of mothers and put her milk up.
You don't charge for it or you do?
You don't charge for it. And she was saying, this woman's coming over tomorrow night. What do you mean?
Fuck off.
So get this. You need to specify, do you drink?
Mm-hmm. I mean, this makes sense, but do you fucking trust these people?
Do you smoke?
I don't trust friends that I have on Facebook.
And this woman came and picked up a couple of bags of Amy's milk.
She was
milk.
Just like a normal lady, normal looking.
She seemed normal. Amy said
sure.
She was normal.
Yeah, sure.
And she said that she got an email, a follow-up message saying, thanks so much.
High quality, would buy A++++.
My little guy really loved it. He just wasn't doing well with the formula stuff. Thank you, lifesaver. So she...
Maybe this is more of a natural thing. Like, should we be doing community breastfeeding or some shit? Should that be a thing?
That is it. That's the modern day community breastfeeding is the Facebook page offering up breast milk.
Well, it probably makes sense, right? Where it's like, fuck, if you were... I mean, I don't know what we were like a few hundred years ago or whatever the fuck. I'm not very good with timelines.
Oh, you just
would
have been jumping on...
Would it just
been
like...
Boob?
Yeah, would it just been like, you wouldn't give a shit. I mean, is there any... Are there any... Obviously, no fucking genetics and shit are going transferring.
Breast milk is pretty sterile. Like,
what does that mean? Sterile?
So, if you say a kid has like a gunky eye, it's because there's some kind of little infection or something going on. And they say to squirt milk in his eye from the breast.
It's like antibacterial type shit.
Yeah. And so, So Amy did that and that blew my head off.
Yeah.
That there's this forum. But it is pretty natural.
Why wouldn't she keep... Could she have kept that for herself?
Yeah. It was frozen though. She, like, I don't know.
What did they do?
She
then zap it or some shit?
Yeah, then put it into the microwave or you could
so slowly
thaw
warm
it
up
out
or, yeah.
in hot water or something, like in a bottle.
Have you tried it? What does it taste like? Yeah.
Have you tried it? What does it taste like? Have you tried it? You answer the question, yes. And what does it taste like? I'll answer that. So you assumed I had tasted it?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, I exactly. tasted it.
Yeah, I thought, I feel like it would be something.
I'm the kind of guy that would taste fruit.
What does it taste like?
It's like a bit metally.
Okay, because it's got so many nutrients and shit, maybe. I wonder how much it's affected by, like, if she drinks coffee and stuff.
Yeah, I wasn't a regular thing. But I was like, as if I'm not going to try breast milk. My son's drinking
absolutely. Might
gallons
as well try
of it.
Yeah.
I just, like, a test little bit.
The quality.
Because she put it into bottles a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's this weird kind of metally taste. I guess here's the thing. You know, not saying it tastes like this, but blood has that real irony taste. Yeah. It doesn't taste like that, but you taste that blood has, like, it's rich full of
stuff. And often do you get blood tests?
I haven't had one for years.
I was thinking about doing that because I found all this old health. You know, I'd get DEXA scans and shit to get body composition. When I did that, I realized I actually got all my things tested, like, the 4-hour body, Tim Ferriss talked about, get all of these things tested before you start the diet. So I got one before, one after. This would have been back in 2010. Mm. So I was like, fuck, I should do that again. Should just go, just book an appointment at the doctor's, get a referral and then get it.
It's then you need a doctor to run you through exactly what this means.
Yeah.
Why this has gone down. It'd be worth it. But I think you've got
to... We should do it. We should both test our...
Yeah, but I need something to... test against, because I'd have to do it in another 6 months.
Yeah. 100%. I don't have... I mean, you'd think that shit that I did fucking back in 2010, like, it's going to be pretty irrelevant. You could see...
Yeah, but I think you could... Yeah, there could be some stuff that you've...
Like long-term issues and
got
all that sort of thing.
Thinner.
You've always said that I've got like a... You think I've got a terrible diet.
Well, it's not a nutrient-first diet. And a nutrient-first diet is...
Do you think we talk enough about nutrients?
It's so complex.
As a society?
It's so complex. And it's really hard to understand.
I don't understand it because calories, right? With calories, you can say, I've either had too many calories or
you're just doing a adding or subtracting formula there.
Exactly.
It's not going
But
per
what are
calorie.
The nutrients? Did you... I saw this fucking doco about the infusions that all these people are getting where...
I saw that too.
Yeah, the...
IV infusion. Yeah. So just take... It's like having a drip in your arm and they're putting in...
For hydration.
Hydration, but also like vitamins.
Do you take vitamins?
No, not at the moment.
No. I don't know. I think it'd be cool for us both to get our blood stuff done and just seeing where we sit on it.
You can actually send your blood off.
I've spat in a tube and sent that off to San Francisco.
To some weirdo online that just said, "Hey Josh, can you spit in this for me?"
Exactly. It was Amy's mate. She's got breast milk. It's some fucking weird. No, 23andMe. So it would give me a genetic. It was a genetics type genome test, whatever the fuck they call it.
What was it for? Diet or for something?
No, so it's all for if you're predisposed to certain diseases, so it has sort of a column with all of these different studies where they've applied sort of genetic testing to it. So for instance, I am predisposed to be addicted to heroin if I was to do heroin. Or
90% of people, 99% of people.
If I was to smoke, I would typically be I'd smoke more. Or this is heaps of different things, but it'll be able to tell you...
If you eat chocolate, you'll like it.
Exactly. But...
Yes, Josh, it turns out you are a fuckwit.
there's interesting... But the thing is that they, the FDA, the people who are in charge of regulating all of this stuff actually turned off a bunch. I think it was around the medical stuff. Mm. I got in before they did all that, so I've got a bunch more details, but you can still get it done.
I would like to know my testosterone levels.
I don't think that won't tell you.
No,
a blood
test. Spinning, the blood test.
Why, you think it's pretty crazy?
No, I don't know. I'm hoping it's low so I can just get a little assistance. Hit that
what
gym
sort of stuff?
Real hard.
What is it?
Well, you can get... So if your testosterone's low
for
a male, there's a average... I don't know what it is. There's a reading.
Mm-hmm.
But if yours is below average, you can get assistance, testosterone assistance, which is a drug that they give you administered
Brazil
by the
doctor.
Brazil
nuts apparently have quite a high...
Mate,
selenium,
this is like people saying chili increases your metabolism.
Yeah, sure.
The percentage that it increases your metabolism is so, so minute that it's almost unreadable.
It's the same shit with fucking red wine, dark chocolate, all these benefits are fucking bullshit.
Antioxidants and stuff. It's, they're trying to wrap, like, but here's what I say. You can't get wrapped up or fooled in this, you know, oh, I'm eating chili. It's great for you,
yeah,
and sure it does it, but there's a million other factors that are going to boost your metabolism or your testosterone for that matter, yeah, that aren't going to be that are going to be much more beneficial. So
did I tell you when I bought $300 worth of pills from online?
No, when? What year?
This was 2012.
From the States?
Yeah.
Oh, there'd definitely be some illegal stuff.
Yeah. Well, so what happened was, it was on social media. It was Garcinia Cambogia, which is some fucking Indonesian fruit, which is meant to be the cure for fatness. Clearly hasn't
worked.
Is that
the name again?
Garcinia Cambogia.
I can't even say that since you said
Garcinia Cambogia. Anyway, the other thing was, so I saw this article that said that fucking, what's his name? Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah.
Had used Garcinia Cambogia and Testosterone.
Yeah.
Supplement. I was like, oh, this seems legit. There's an article and shit. I can't believe how fucking dumb I was. I dropped $295.
US or Aussie?
I feel like that was Australian, maybe.
They cleaned out your piggy bank.
Yeah. So I got all these bottles of this shit and then I looked it up after the fact. I'm like, oh, fuck. It was a fake article. Like, it was a whole, like, which we see so much nowadays.
And so what?
A fake men's health article. So Hugh Jackman hadn't had them at all.
Yeah, he was taking actual steroids.
He was just fucking in the gym. I saw Hugh Jackman talking about that the other day,
about steroids?
No, talking about what he looks like. Like, to get to this point, it is not worth it.
Mm.
Like, it's just the amount of time and energy. Mm.
I agree. I saw Hugh Jackman last summer. I was just in Bondi. And I looked over, I was like, who's this? Did that fucking look a bit like Hugh Jackman? Yeah. And he had this, like, weird walk.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. So I thought he had a weird walk.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like this limp kind of, he's on the phone, right? Yeah. And then I went to meet my mate who I was going to meet. And he goes, you see Hugh Jackman? You see Limpy? And I was, yeah, did you see his walk?
Yeah.
He's like, man, I was thinking that same thing. He's Wolverine, right?
Yeah.
To me. But he's not Wolverine in real life. Yeah, he was a bit out of shape. But for a dude like him, he has to work. And for me,
yeah,
I have to work my kind of ass off,
yeah,
to get in good looking shape.
Mm-hmm.
And and that's what he's saying. It's, yeah, like,
it's not worth it.
But he got paid millions of dollars to do that.
Exactly. The Testosterone, I Googled it afterwards, yeah, after I bought it. And the bodybuilder.com, I can quote them, they said, the only thing Testosterone will give you is an erection.
So what?
So I never had it, but I was always joking that one day I was going to open up the Testosterone, put on some comfy pants and just see what happens. But,
have you ever had Viagra?
Nah. Have you?
Yeah.
What happened? I can guess.
I had like half a pill and it just made my head go red.
As in your real head?
My real head. Like, it increases the blood flow. So it just made me, like, my heart race. And I didn't even put it to good use. It was like, I just wanted to try. I was young. Yeah. I found it, like, I think it was in my brother's drawer. And I stole it off him. He got a sample from somewhere.
It's crazy. I don't take drugs at all. Like, medical, like, Panadol, all of that shit. I don't fucking do it. Bree gets annoyed because she'll be like, you got a headache. I'm like, I'm just taking water. She's like, just take a Panadol.
But if you actually don't need to, don't do it.
Yeah, well, I just, especially when I had my back issues, I was just like, I don't want to be like, people go on those pain things. And it's like
a spit test. They say that you'd be addicted to Panadol if you take Panadol.
So I just can't do it. There's another episode. Thanks, TJ. People can find us. Yeah, it's actually been 35 minutes.
Ooh.
So thank you for listening to The Daily Talk Show. You can see previous episodes at thedailytalkshow.com. You can get a link there to our iTunes as well, so you can subscribe.
Hit us up on Instagram.
Yeah, The Daily Talk Show on Instagram. We haven't publicized it at all. This whole thing, yeah, is very fucking hush-hush. So if you're listening to
Yes, let us know. Yeah, I want to know.
PO Box 400. Abbotsford Victoria 3067. We'll
get it in 7 weeks.
Yeah.
You can hit us up online, which is much faster.
Which would just be, you'd have to use the fucking, what, did we set up a domain? Oh, sorry, an email. We did hi, wasn't it? hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
That's right. hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
That redirects to me. Thanks, everyone. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. And be careful of the testosterone or men's health
yeah.
fake articles.
Don't buy bullshit pills online.
Fair.